Extended droughts have made headlines around the world in the past few years, and Henrico County leaders have not missed the message, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This story is by Michael O'Connor. He is a reporter with the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and it's about Henrico County looking to the future to acquire water resources. They're building a reservoir that will contain 14.8 billion gallons of water. It's going to be out in Cumberland County, west along the James River. It's called the Cobbs Creek Reservoir. Cobbs Creek is a little tiny branch that kind of meanders a mile or two right into the James River.
Now, the immediate effect of the reservoir will be to maintain a consistent level in the river.
Water will be going back and forth between the James and Cobbs Creek. When there's a lot of extra water available around the area, water will flow from the James River into Cobbs Creek. And likewise, when the flow of the James River becomes low because of drought or seasonality, water from Cobbs Creek will flow into the James River. Henrico County will continue to get its drinking water from the James River, but because they're adding to the available resources, the state has approved Henrico County to withdraw up to 75 million gallons a day on average from the James River. That's up from 45 million gallons today.
Henrico will use bonds to pay for the $110 million project. That's one of the reasons they decided now is the time. Municipal bond rates are low, but may not stay low for much longer. The county manager says they should run, not walk, to the market to issue these bonds. One other point, David, this is part of a growing trend in Virginia.
It used to be that cities had kind of monopolies. They were the only ones that had water supplies, water works. You're seeing more and more counties breaking that monopoly and creating resources on their own.
In our next story, the engineering marvel that is the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel is about to get a little more marvelous with a new parallel tunnel for one of its sections. Joanne Kimberlin wrote in the Virginian Pilot that they'll be digging this one in a new way.
This is the first one built with a different method. While the other bridge tunnels were built by scooping out the soil underneath the water, this one is now going to use a German-built giant boring machine, which for 1 year will travel the distance of 1 mile, boring out the new tunnel.
It is, we take it, a more efficient way to dig a tunnel, but it brings a complication of its own. They won't be able to dump the excess dirt into the sea as they've done before. Why not?
This machine adds chemicals to reduce friction and so forth, and these chemicals require that the soil be stored in a landfill, a specially designed landfill. The problem is total petroleum hydrocarbons, described in the story as one drop in an Olympic-sized swimming pool would make it toxic.
As for which landfill that will be, they haven't found one yet. The cost of the job will be $750 million. Tolls, bonds, and loans will cover it. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.